Hey, we're on a good morning. We're on a little bit of a hot streak now.
What? What do you mean?
Doing Juan? Well, no, doing Juan Epstein. It's very hard for me to get Syph to do Juan Epstein. But when we get a guest, that is someone he is excited about.
That's not true at all, man.
We had Aziz Ansari.
I would really like to do Juan Epstein at 3 o'clock. I can't find you past noon.
3 o'clock. That's
yeah,
nuts.
Yeah, we come in here, sit in here, and knock it out
at 3.
Yes, I live in the neighborhood.
Can we meet in my dreamland? Like Nightmare on Elm Street. Nightmare on Elm Street. Today we got Patrice O'Neal in the motherfucking building.
Woo! Morning. Yeah. Morning or afternoon or whatever it is. Whatever it's going to be. What's up?
Whatever it's going to be.
How you doing?
Patrice O'Neal, me and him are probably, we've been best friends for about 12 years now.
Everyone who comes in now, you say you've been best friends. You're that close with Patrice. I didn't.
Yeah, but you could check out. We were in a movie together. We started a movie together.
He was not in 25th Hour, was he?
Yes, he was.
Really?
Was you in 25th Hour?
You say that every time.
Did I say that last time?
I've never seen him.
No, every time. Every time.
So you never seen Syph in it? Oh, Syph's definitely in it. Patrice, what are you doing?
I thought he was joking.
Patrice's whole script is talking about the DJ.
You're talking about DJ Dusk?
Oh, that was...
Every time.
That's really funny.
He is DJ Dusk.
I didn't know that. I don't pay attention to my lines. Like, I didn't get really, I just wanted to deliver them, but I really didn't involve myself that you were.
You're describing a DJ, and you're like, yo, he's 17 from Fort Greene.
Oh, Jesus.
And then they cut to me.
That's pretty funny. I didn't know that. I never seen the movie.
You've never seen 25th Hour?
Nah, I just never.
Syph, what was his part in the movie? Who is he friends with? Is he a...
He's a doorman at a club, like security / doorman.
And I'm letting...
Ed Norton and them in.
And he's letting them
in. If I knew the story, I would know what my point was in the movie. But all I know is Spike gave me those pieces or something.
Good for you, man.
I would have loved to be the next...
What other movies are you in?
I've been in little parts. I got a bigger part in this one thing coming up, but it's independent with a... They don't even have a title because they couldn't. It was called Scoutmasters, but the Boy Scouts of America
shut them down.
They shut it down.
Wow!
I guess they own the rights to the word Scouts, but it's with Johnny Knoxville, Patton Oswalt, and Rob Riggle.
Oh wow!
I'm the black dude in it, so I don't know how they come.
Johnny Knoxville's not black.
Johnny Knoxville is
definitely not.
Man, he's gangster though.
Patrice is one of these guys who's like, you'd say Syph, he's a comedian's comedian, wouldn't you?
Actually, no.
What is he?
No.
I feel like everyone in the industry, all the smart, funny writers who I know
right.
love Patrice O'Neal.
But I think people would call Louis C.K. a comedian's comedian. Patrice is more like the real, I like to call him like the inner voice of men. Like, when you go see his show, it gets uncomfortable.
I like to be the inner voice of everybody.
Of all.
Of everything. I like to learn. I like to acknowledge reality, my reality.
And points it out and makes it awkward.
What's the most awkward thing you've ever seen at a Patrice O'Neal show?
No, I was at one time when comics was open. He's got a joke where basically, like, he tells these jokes about women. And then he says that women suck the fun out of the room. Like,
they do.
They'll give their guy, their boyfriend a look, like, you better not laugh at that. But there's, like, multiple women doing that at once. Mm-hmm. Like, they're looking over, and then he goes, shh, you feel that? They just suck the fun out of them.
And did it really happen?
Yes.
Well, it's because, oh, no, that's not true, because she just sucked her teeth.
For that too. And she literally did it.
Disengaged from this entire process the whole time. But if you say what it is, it becomes a problem. It just, it's, you know, but... That's the aspect, but my best years or my best times was when I had a lot of. I learned the most I ever learned about women when I had a lot of them.
Oh,
and that's when you generalize, when you womanize. That's why I say you should never get married until you womanize, until you have went through a lot of women at the same time. They were all there, and you learned what they all do.
Right.
And what they all don't like, and it just becomes very much, animalistic. It becomes you learn what you are. I mean, we get up to pee in the morning, we stand up. That's animal. They sit down. That's animal. You learn some inner stuff. That is animal, and you. That's why I start generalizing, and start. You know, people go, "How'd you?" It's because you just learn from that. But when you get one woman, it's very. It's way more difficult because you can't pretend. You know, I mean, I take pills, so I can't be a pimp when my girl's like, "Yo, you know, did you take your pills?
Help me with your medicine."
Like, yeah, did you take your pills? And I gotta open my mouth and let her know. No, I swallowed them. Nah, I'm not. I'm like, where she becomes mommy like, and I'm like, yo, and you start forgetting your swag because you go into business with this person, so right. you're not trying to front on her no more. You ain't trying to pimp her no more and all that. And when I say pimp, you know what I'm saying.
Run game.
And you need her. But the problem with women is when they need it, they're not good at that. They like to need. So when you need them, you have to be careful with how you need them. You have to be very careful about how you ration out their use in your life. It's they have mess. To always feel like it's work.
But there's some neck rolling going on to your left.
Well,
your left,
she don't know any better, though. See, she's beautiful.
I didn't neck roll. I crossed my legs.
Oh, cross your legs.
There's a difference.
But your head
beautiful.
Was bobbling.
She like, no one, yeah. Listen, she's so beautiful. Dudes ain't, no one will ever say, what's going on with her hair? What's going on?
No, yes, they will.
He will.
They will. Because y'all are family. Right. But if I want her at the anywhere she's at, I'm not going to tell her that. So she lives a lie. She got to live a lie.
She does.
Any beautiful woman, they live a lie. Wow. And they enjoy it.
No,
they
I think
enjoy
that,
living a lie.
I think that women, we appreciate honesty. We don't want to be talked down upon. But
you
we
don't.
Do like it if a guy's honest.
Well, honesty means I have to talk down to you.
That's not down. If you prefer my hair a different way, hey, babe, that's cool, but I really like it when your hair's straight.
You think women like that?
I do.
Do you really?
We like to know what our men like so that we're not living a lie because we want to please you.
But he's saying that you're living a lie.
That sounds good on paper.
No, it's true, man. You know I switch up my hair all the time.
Patrice is saying that you...
And by the way, I like your hair, but I'm using that as an example of you could do anything you want. The young lady here, this is ridiculous.
Give me the camera.
It's ridiculous. She has on. This is what I could never do.
She's fashion.
Leg warmers with lint on them.
Yep.
Dirty Jordans of fake pearls. And that this is no. It's just.
No, you're not dissing it.
This is an example of the fact that she could do what she does and white nail polish. And it's like, wow. Cause all
she's so she's, fashionable,
right? But it's not. But she's a very pretty girl, and that's all she needs to be. But whoever's trying to get with her, they're trying to get her out of those. But there's a place where we all come to, where you're not interested in the person you with no more like that. Mm-hmm. You become business. Mm. Once when it's sex, it's not business. It's pleasure. It's vacation. When it becomes business, you gotta go. Well, how important are you beyond? Beyond this, what good are you to me? Besides this, so it's like if you work at a company, and you're in the mailroom, what's going to get you a promotion? You have to show other things other than you can lick an envelope.
Mm. I have
or in this case, lick balls.
That a lot of ladies might want to know: how long does it usually take for men to get down to business with their women? Because the sex for us. It's easy. You know, men have been trying to have sex with us since puberty.
Right, right.
So then we're already past the sex. What?
She always says that.
It's true.
I know, but you always make it awkward. She's always like, because ever since a woman develops her breasts.
When I was 12.
It's true.
Sixth grade and blood shot out of my pussy.
You go from, look at little Kay.
A man was like, I want to fuck that.
Yes.
I want to fuck that.
It becomes very awkward.
That's what she said.
You discover your sexuality.
You walked into the bodega one day.
So at what point, how long does it take for a man to get down to business with a woman that he's dating?
Well, how long did it take for you to get where you are in this company to the point how many?
Well, I've been doing radio for about 9 years, but I just moved back to New York 2 years ago.
But even at that whole 9 year process, there was even years before that.
Yes.
So I guess what I'm saying is there's no real time frame. It's how I feel. It's the promotions that I give you. But it's the difference between your rise in the radio and your rise in our relationship is going to be. Is that you start to demand things after a while, but you don't leave. Like, if you started to demand things from Hot 97 and they didn't want to give it to you, you go, okay, well, either you're going to leave or you're going to stay, but you're not going to play around with them and try to make their life miserable because you understand that you're an employee. In a relationship, you're my employee. You started out in the mailroom, and 10 years later, you might not be the vice president. You might just be a supervisor. because that's where you are in my life. So you either you got to wait or you got to leave, but don't stay and try to muscle me into giving you a position in my company that I don't have a place for you.
That's a good way to look at it.
Well, that's a, that ties into that. Did you hear in Mexico, they're trying this thing where it's like a 2-year marriage trial, and after the 2 years, if it's not working out, you could just dissolve it.
That's beautiful.
You like that?
I love it.
I think it's amazing. I think it's amazing, but 2 years is not enough to know if somebody's down and dirty. Like, here's what's making me realize I might have to marry my girl is that I think about mortality. I think about falling down the stairs. And I think about who would be there. How long would I be at the bottom of the stairs?
How long would you be at the bottom of the stairs?
Hoping someone checks on me.
That's real talk.
It's only one person that would check on me. My mother... She loves me, but our system is she might call me. If I don't answer in 3 days, oh, he's busy. If right. I don't answer in 6 days, what's, you know, he's ignoring me. And then she might, 2 weeks.
So
if
basically,
she's trying to reach me, that's when she'll call 911 in New Jersey.
It would take 2 weeks for her to do that.
About even think something's wrong.
Yeah. My friends that I, you know, they'll just go, I hope that motherfucker fell down the stairs and broke his neck. Fuck him. I'm calling him. He ain't calling you back.
No, and it's funny because as you get older, you have good friends. Some of the people you would call your most dear friends in the world who you may talk to on a monthly, every 6-week basis, like when they're married and have kids and stuff. Well, you're right. It's your girl's the only one who might notice in a matter of hours.
In a day. 24 hours, and it'll all stem from every emotion. All those emotions will compile into a day. Like, she might go, he's cheating, something's wrong, fuck him, all of it.
All of it.
Which will make her come to the house.
Do you live with your girl?
No, my house is too small.
Because I was going to say, if you live with someone, if you haven't heard from them in a couple of hours since when you were supposed to.
Yeah, right.
Then it's
right.
Like, hold on.
But with her, since it's a couple hours, because she's a good girl. She stalks me, and she should. Like, she should keep me...
Check.
She should check, because all she really got is routine. Trust don't exist. All she really got is is that she knows that every morning at 6 o'clock she gets coffee. That's what I better be is coffee at 6 o'clock when she needs coffee. So you give her what you want her to have. So if you meet a girl and you expect to be sneaky, you start sneaky. And you stay sneaky, meaning you don't answer your phone. When you first meet her, you're very inconsistent with how you answer your phone, so that she knows you're very inconsistent with answering your phone. But if she calls you at 10, and you get back to within 10 minutes, and that's what you always did,
you better always do that.
So if you don't have any room to play with, and I mean, plus another thing too, I didn't put in is that. It's hard to do that if you're a square. If you're a square, it's very hard to play games. If you're a guy that goes to work at 7, comes home at 3, or whatever you do, and your woman's there, and she knows your schedule, and you got to set up your life the way you want it to be. Like, right now, I don't go in the city as much. Like, on Monday, Tuesday, I used to go Monday, Tuesday, and stay out till 5. She's used to that. She knows I don't do that. So basically, I'm a square when I'm not doing comedy now. So if I go, hey, I'm going to start doing my thing again, I got rejuvenated, she would have a kind of...
Routine is breaking.
Right. Like, you know, what's it called when you're trying to kick heroin? She'll have a
withdrawal?
Withdrawal from... But I'll say, look, this is what's going to happen. And that's how I have to set my life up, that this is what I need, so that she now gets into a routine. And whatever I give her, I have to be consistent with that. But guys, they get greedy. They fall in love with other women, but they don't see down the line. It's just sex. You know what I'm saying? So you have to have a woman that you could discuss maybe having other women around. You know, or you know, why not have someone else work at the company? There's a lot of women that don't understand that you need the mailroom.
Mailroom needs to run.
The mailroom. Thank you. Thanks. Thank
you. Where's your keys, yo?
Huh?
Where's your keys?
Oh.
Mailroom has to get operated.
Right? And a lot of women...
Pause that for a second.
If you walk out to take a right, the next block, not this, the next block is a black Ford Flex. Right. I just need to put another whatever right. in it. The, you know, the ticket thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks, bro. No problem. It's and but these women, man, I get so mad with what it's and another thing, it's becoming it's the Wild West now. It's like there's no side women no more.
Nope.
There's no side. There's no woman that's like, I'm gonna play my role.
Well, how about this? Ashton Kutcher.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say the same thing.
Ashton Kutcher, you know, supposedly stepped out on his...
on his 50-year-old wife? Go ahead, keep going.
Exactly. On his,
she looks great.
Okay, hold on. His 50-year-old hot wife. But hold on.
Insides of 50.
Anyways, the woman that he hooked up with is now out there talking about everything they did. And it's like, damn, to be as famous as Ashton Kutcher and still not be allowed... What's the point of even being successful anymore?
Well, that's why you stay George Clooney if you're going to do it. See, like I said, I did George Clooney. I'm at the point where I'm like...
You don't like George Clooney?
I need...
Damn. No.
Is that what you're saying?
He's with Stacey Keibler right
don't
now.
Don't get crazy. I'm saying George has to work way less than I do. But George Clooney just said forget being monogamous.
Yeah.
So when you're that, you can womanize. You need to womanize. You need to.
Need
people
it.
Who don't womanize are losing something. They cannot understand what they wanting something else other than a bunch of women. And right now, I'm like, I would suffer. If I was 30 years old in the situation I'm in, I would be losing my mind. I would break up with my woman just because I was childish.
Yes,
yeah.
Immature.
Just because I said, man, I can't even have her here because it's going to mess up what I don't even have tomorrow. She going, I can't bring, because see, I got a nice house, a nice little car, a nice life, and I can hire a lot of mailroom women.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
You want them to come in and see the company.
Right, part-time.
My fish tank.
Temps.
Come on in, sit down, baby. No, just turn on that. Don't worry about it. Get the water out the fridge. A lot of women are impressed with water out of the refrigerator.
That's it?
Bottled water? Women,
no, he's talking about the...
water out the fridge.
You just press a button.
Yeah, the button. The ice works.
The ice.
Like, oh, man.
The ice got three different settings.
Yeah. I can have water. You want crushed ice?
You want crushed, sweetie?
With a half moon?
You?
With a half moon?
Fresh squeezed pomegranate juice? Yes? No? Sure. What do you want?
That's all it takes, huh?
It's easy to impress low-level employees.
That's a shame.
God bless it. Not a shame. It's wonderful. When did you have the most... What were you doing that allowed you to have the most employees?
What do you mean, what was I
like,
doing?
What point was like what were you doing in
your
career?
It was about 20... I was 28. I had an epiphany. I mean, I always was all right with girls, but I had an epiphany where it was ridiculous. It was almost... Everybody goes through that. Where you go, hold, I can get any woman I want.
Nope.
You feel like that. You just feel like that. And once I found out women ain't us, once I found out they like us for other things, which is their downfall, they love us for our minds and all kind of silly stuff like that.
Ridiculous.
I don't know, smart fat girl.
Exactly.
You're hilarious and smart, but...
Oh. Never gonna happen.
That's not gonna happen.
And you can even say that...
Shallow. You know, you gotta upgrade me physically. I upgrade you... lifestyle-wise and mental.
I need an upgrade physically. I don't want someone to look like me.
Right. I need a woman that makes people go, what? Yeah. I have to objectify you. That's how I do it in the beginning. You know, you objectify. But at 28, what I realized, I went to Brazil.
Good times.
I went to Brazil, and it's people like, oh, you're prostitution. It's like, nah, you go there. You have to go there to understand that there's another way to think. That women have another way to think, and you go, oh, these women are not selling, you can swear?
Yeah.
They're not selling pussy, they're selling what you're buying. That's, American women don't sell what you're buying. You might want to buy a jealous woman. You might want to buy a woman that's just cool. You might want to buy a woman that don't talk much. You might want to buy a woman that, and I'm figuratively buying,
mm-hmm.
You don't want to buy what they... If you go into the sneaker store and they keep trying to sell you sandals, you leave. That's what women do here. They try to, you know what you want, but they're trying to sell you what they have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pressure. It's pushing. It's like, don't sell me what I don't want. I want this. Do you have it? And if we work the transaction, whether it be my life, whether it be a hug, whether it be emotions,
you're
whether
they
it be
start off saying they do have it.
They
like come in here. We got all that.
They size you up to what you want. And what they look into you and see, okay, this dude's looking for this. Like, I would have those girls act jealous, and I'd be like, how can I? And I would feel like I was sneaking around, but I'd be like, y'all are whores. So I would have to get out of this zone. I started to learn how to be completely honest there, where I go, wait a minute now, you know, if it's free, you have a chance to maybe be my fake girlfriend here. But if I do anything I want to, but keep it charming. You never treat a woman.
How long were you there for, by the way?
Oh, I used to go all the time, man.
You were living
twice a year. I loved it. People, oh, you got to go over there. Nah, it's just what it made me understand is that we settle here for way less than we should. You go to England. I met a girl. Here's how impressed she was. She was gorgeous. First of all, you go to Liverpool. You ever go to Liverpool?
Never have been.
That's where the slave ships landed first before they came to America. It's docks. And so you had uncut, meaning just pure Africans, fucking with those pure white women. And they would have kids. And you get these 6 foot, 2 inch tall, green eye, freckle face, light skinned girls. They're beautiful. If they was walking around here, people would lose their mind.
Go to Liverpool.
Big right asses, that big, just ridiculous. And they appreciate a good conversation. They appreciate your Americanness. And they appreciate, this is what they appreciate, that most men here are circumcised. This is what you don't realize. You don't realize that the girl, she saw my shit, right? And I'm not packing no wood enough where I pull it out. Girl goes, so she went, and I was like, well, all right.
All right, what's
I
up?
I feel good about myself. But she's just like, it's so pretty. Because it
didn't have
no
weird
skin. No, it was
clean.
But you realize that
good clean
it's a
penis.
dangerous operation to get that done. It's only an aesthetic operation. It has nothing to do with health.
Yeah.
It's just to be have a pretty dick. So when she saw it, you go, what? Like, she just loved that. So here,
God, what a standard.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But amazing. This is what you realize. Here, we're supermen everywhere else. Men, we're supermen. But we're here on Krypton with right. Kryptonian bitches that don't have respect for what you are.
Oh my
so
God.
You don't know
Kryptonian
that you
Kryptonian bitches.
Yes. You don't right. realize. They don't know you can stop a train and leap buildings. They like, well, where is this at? Well, I'm on Krypton with you. It's you make word. Me feel like Clark Kent. But there's chicks that make you feel like Superman.
Oh,
so when
God,
you come
he's a
back
genius.
Around.
He's a prophet.
You come back around and you they now see Superman because you treat them like you're Superman. You go, I'm better than you. Come back from these places, you go, I'm better than you.
Better than
so
who?
They see women. And they see Superman as opposed to Clark Kent. And you let them know your superpowers. And they go, holy, I'm just Lois Lane. Remember who's Superman's. Remember who gets close to Superman is a regular, mortal, bum-ass woman.
That's not nice to say.
Listen,
Lois Lane.
Lois Lane's a bum. What is she to Superman?
She was a reporter.
She stinks, though, in terms of his life. He should be messing with at least Spider-Woman.
Someone high.
Mm-hmm. But he messes with. So Lois Lane has a chance.
Low
with
is Lane.
Low is.
Low is Lane.
Low is.
I'm Superman, and you need to act accordingly. I'm not no bum. You shouldn't have. You should respect that I'm Superman. That's it. It's not arrogance. It's just the fact that a whack woman, and this is the king and queen system. This is what I'm saying. As a king, you can marry a woman and bring her up to the
bring
highest
her up.
Level. That's
bring
it.
Bring her up.
A woman can't bring a man up to
yeah,
his highest
said that,
level.
You said that last time.
And it is what it is.
There's a superwoman, I believe.
But if he's saying like the Queen of England. The Queen of England is married.
Yeah.
That dude is not the King of England.
Right. It is what it is.
He's not the King of England.
And
he's just her husband.
And there are women. There are some amazing women. Like, you go with women, you go, if a woman goes, I beat you in basketball, I beat you in a race. I go, I'm a 42-year-old fat guy.
Of course you can.
You can't beat your equivalent. Like if I play a WNBA player in a game, she'll probably beat me to death.
I hope so.
But she plays the wackest player in the NBA, she'll lose 20-0.
Damn.
It is what it is. But men
you don't agree, K-Fox?
Men are great.
I mean, I'd have to see it, but I wouldn't say she'd lose 20-0. You sound really confident about that.
Oh, well, one, two. Give yeah.
No, I mean, I hate to say that he's right. K-Fox, I don't think...
But he's right. It is what it is.
Have you ever seen that done?
Woman against
no one wants to embarrass a woman like
WNBA
that.
WNBA against the wackest dude in the NBA?
Yeah, you don't want to see that.
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
No, you wouldn't.
You couldn't. You wouldn't.
You'd feel bad about it.
The 12th man on the worst team in the NBA would destroy
the top
Candace
player?
Parker. What is she going to do? All he had to do is do what he does. She's a girl.
I mean, physically,
God,
of course.
K-Fox.
Men are physically stronger than women.
Thank you.
I don't think that's
at least
a debate.
Give us that, yeah.
Give you
well,
that?
Patrice, do you think men are fundamentally better than women?
Yes, as an
definitely
animal.
Definitely not.
Because we don't spend a lot of time. Unless you're
as
gay.
As an animal. You're like Dwight Schrute.
Unless you're gay. We don't spend a lot of time wondering what it's like to be women. Women spend a lot of time wondering what it's like to be us.
I disagree.
I've sat down to pee before.
She says she disagrees.
Sitting down to pee is sad.
It's sad.
Why?
It is. I've done it. I thought I had to do something else, and I just sat there. In a pee position.
Well, you sit down and take a shit, that's for sure.
Right, but that's what I imagine you sit down and that's what you go, we all sit down and take a shit. But then it's like, oh, well, I don't really have to shit, but I'm just sitting here peeing. And you just go, ugh, you just feel sad. It's sad.
The urine just falls out of you.
But that's why somebody as fine as K-Fox is mad.
I'm not upset. I think that it's sad that you feel
look
that
at it, look. I ain't upset. She would never give me the dignity of agreeing that she's
no,
a little
I've
upset.
Agreed with some points that you made, did I not?
He did. She did.
And here's the thing I love about her. She look, if I thought that I really was she's gorgeous. I think she's sexy.
Thank
but
you.
Here's the thing. No one's going to say, "Look, she's used to guys being afraid of her." That's one thing. Guys are so afraid of her when she starts to get K-Foxy.
Well said.
Dudes go, you know, hey, I'm going to back off.
So sorry.
It's very true.
You're about to enter into a realm of confusing K-Fox talk. But I would like to see how you handle it, so please proceed.
She's impossible, man.
Yeah, you could tell. You could just, all you got to do, this is the problem. With, let's say, did I talk about this before? If she was an animal?
Mm-mm.
Wait, no. Last time or?
Yeah.
No, if she was an animal,
we'll
see, what?
We did the king and queen thing. We didn't do
but
the
thing. If she was an animal, this is the problem with a lot of women. Mm-hmm. They're abusive, right?
Women are abusive.
Well
they're
said.
Abusive creatures. Let's say K-Fox is a shark.
Well done.
A great white shark, but mm-hmm. She's a girl.
I ain't white.
She's a girl shark. A tiger. Whatever.
Yeah,
she's
not white.
She's a girl tiger. So she's going to walk around. And the only way she's going to feel like a girl, which is what women want to do, is to be with a man tiger. But what happens is men tigers are stronger than women tigers. Mm. And you get these women tigers that want to be stronger than who they're with. So they date outside their creature. Mm. They date a deer.
I've never seen that before.
Because deers date. Not. I mean,
oh,
this is our animal.
We're tiger.
Women tigers date men tigers. They stay with men.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they're not fighting nature.
Mm-hmm.
But women, human women tigers, they date a lesser creature, a less tougher creature mm-hmm. in its nature. Mm-hmm. So they might date a penguin because they can throw the penguin around and they mm-hmm. do what they do. But they think they go, what? This penguin is such a, he brings me flowers and he does this, but I just not into him because she don't feel like a girl. She's playing with her food. Mm. Once she gets tired of her food and tired of some guy, the penguin bowing down to her, it makes her feel unnatural. She wants to look at a dude and feel protected. You can't be with a guy as a woman and feel like you're the protector. It doesn't work out.
Mm.
It doesn't work out. So she's always dating outside of her. She's trying to find.
But why do they look for that?
Because they don't want to feel weak.
Oh.
They don't want to feel that. She don't want to feel like all. That's why black women are rough. That's why they rough to deal with. That's why a lot of dudes run to white women, because white women on the front end are very easy to deal with.
And then what happens?
Thank you. That's what it is. Black women are.
You said on the front end. What happens on the back end?
Thank you. And I'm more on her side. I see where she's going. On the back end, black women, their love is beautiful. On the back end, it's yin and yang. White women's love ain't as thorough. You could never, a black woman, you can't do nothing to her for the first time and she leave you. Anything. She's because her love runs deep. Mm. But to get to the love.
It's harder.
It's very difficult. And it's just like the difference between cooking a microwave dish and heating up a full meal. Mm. Heating up a full meal, the satisfaction is much better.
Right.
Takes a while.
But if you want to eat now and you want to have fun now and you want to go through relatively no issues, you throw something in the microwave. So that's dating a white woman, you're throwing something in the microwave. A lot of dudes just don't want to deal with what black women have. But I have a black mother, so I know she doesn't trust. And we're not trustworthy. We're terrible.
Thank you.
But they don't want to invest in getting hurt. But they don't try to fight. They try to fight the system, and they try to find that special guy. He don't exist. So we have to discuss other things. We have to discuss more than one woman. And me having me and my girlfriend are single. We need another woman around.
You and your girlfriend are single.
And if she needs to try to find a dude, she can, but that'll bore her to death. Because she could get all the sex she wants, but it's about, you know, what company she wants. She's happy being with a company. She feels like she has a secure position at the company. And we're not married, but she feels secure, but she wants that thing.
She has tenure.
She has tenure. Great word. She has tenure, and she would not marry, but she knows she does have tenure. Marriage just keeps. It's almost like
marriage is like a partner, like a
contract.
Like if you work for a law
it's a
firm.
Contract. It's so I can't fire her and leave her like looking for another job, starting all over. That's why they want
and
marriage so much.
Contract with benefits.
Yes,
very important.
So if you bounce, like Will Smith and Jada are supposed to be breaking up too.
Damn,
it's $300 million breakup. You know that's her severance. She gets severance. But if they were just girlfriend and boyfriend, you know, depending on how Will was feeling as a person. He goes, look, baby, I hit you off with 20 and take care of yourself because you've been down and dirty a long time. I don't want to see you like this. But the marriage thing, she ain't worried about it. Demi Moore ain't worried about it. She going to hit Ashton Kutcher in the head, and they're going to hate him because they thought he was mature. But she's 50.
No, she's not,
32.
Though,
man. She's 50.
So I have a question, Patrice. Are you, you're 43?
42.
And
I'll
yet,
be 42.
So in 8 years, you're going to be 50. Yet right now, at this very moment, the idea of sleeping with a 50-year-old woman seems to nauseate you.
On every level. Like, you don't get, look it. Like, I'm a fat dude. When I look at other fat people, I don't go, boy, they skinny. Like, my eyes see fat.
Yeah, but Demi doesn't look like she's 50.
Demi is 50. He probably tries to put her in different positions and her hips crack. Oh. She needs to be with Bruce Willis. That's who she needs to be with.
Right. Bruce looks old. He looks old.
Well, she looks old. I'm going to tell you
guys,
something.
Guys, you think she looks old?
Yes.
I think she looks good. But
she looks good, but she looks 50.
Like an older woman. Yeah,
she don't look young.
Okay, question. Patrice, how old is the oldest woman you've ever slept with, ever, in any time in your life?
I had a girlfriend that was 4 or 5 years older than me, so.
Well, how old were you?
I was 31.
So she's 36. That's kind of a grown-up woman. Saif, yeah. Oldest woman you've ever slept with?
Like maybe 45.
45. Mm. I've never slept with a woman older than, I think.
Yes, how old were you, Saif?
That I can't say.
Why? Were you molested?
There might be a little overlap in a couple different situations.
You ain't getting her in trouble. But,
all right, we'll
young, but
alone.
He was younger. I don't think I've ever slept with a woman who's older than 30. 30 is probably the oldest.
Ever.
And how old are you?
You must have some sort of complex.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
32?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever slept.
But even in your 20s, you didn't have nothing older than 30.
My 20s, my late 20s, I hooked up with a chick who was 30, maybe 31. But so for me, not to say I'm not attracted. Like, I had a sexual dream about Demi Moore the other day. It was fantastic. But
TMI.
Not to say, what? It wasn't a wet dream. I'm not T Storm.
There's
no TMI.
TMI for me.
I had a sexual dream.
Shut up.
Sexual dream isn't Fuck that out. Dirty. I didn't say what happened in it.
Continue on.
I was face fucking her hard. She was gagging.
Hey, Epstein, she's telling you to continue on.
I know.
Shut this down.
I know. I'm not being Patrice O'Neal enough. Anyways, the point is, this. I have a weird thing. Like the other day, I was with these dudes, and they were like, "Yo, I'm trying to bag a couple 50-year-olds tonight." He was like, "The next 2 days, I might hit triple digits." So I go, I gotta be honest, the idea of sleeping with a woman who's older than like 35, 36, I sort of feel like I'd be a child hooking up with a grown older
feels
woman.
Feels great.
Is it good?
I liked it.
That turns out, maybe I'm more of a perv. Like, I like the idea of having something young that I'm,
I mean, I like to,
I
want to
tell you
things.
I'm thinking in terms of girlfriends, but there was a soiree years ago, mm-hmm. and the woman had gray vagina hair, man. And there's nothing as shocking and dead looking as gray vagina hair, man.
Oh.
And women, and again, women look at gray sometimes as some kind of distinguished.
Oh, yeah, on a man's head.
Gray is
not
death.
On a woman's pussy.
I shave my balls as much as I can. Because I go, if I go down the gray, it was gray. And gray hair sticks up. out of the regular curly, and it just look, ugh. So you know Demi Moore got gray cooch hair, and she smells like an old woman. And oh. Ashton Kutcher is in his young primeness, and you know she gets, they get older, the body does things where she can't do things as much, and she's miserable. And she don't want to go through the pain. When young girls go through the pain of experimental sex.
Yes, yes.
So you 20 to 25 as a woman, you're like, well, let me see what's going on. You introduce that stuff and they're down for a little choking, a little smacking,
yeah,
a little pulling.
Bow.
If chick get old, she you know, Ashton's probably a piece of garbage. And he hung out with Mila Kunis all the time. And
God
he's just like,
him.
He's like that young tender.
She's
and
valid.
Then he messing with Demi Moore because he's trying to be mature. And then it doesn't get as supple as it used. It's just not right. It's just her breasts are dropping. She's getting.
She got
surgery.
Rid of the implants, didn't she? Didn't she used to have implants? That she
oh,
took,
so yeah. That means she has saggy real tits with a scar from the taking out the. And he has to sit there and look at that
the
nonsense.
Level you have disgust
nonsense.
In your face.
He has to look at that nonsense.
Well, he's in business with her. That's what I'm saying. If I'm in business with my woman at 50, dude, I'm not looking. It doesn't matter. If I'm in business with my girl and we went from 19 to 25, and I'm in business with her. It's not business until, you know, you start to, you know, develop that relationship. But when you're in the mail room, it's all sex. When you're in business, you don't even look at it like that. You all have sex as a practical thing because y'all just need to come, you know, sometime. And sometimes you can't masturbate. Masturbation is like you feel empty, so you just almost need each other just as masturbation.
K-Fox, are you getting so depressed about the idea of a relationship?
I'm just glad I'm not there. I'm glad I'm still in the supple Niagara Falls era. You know what I'm saying?
Turkey
titty
are?
Shit.
Hold you. In your 20s?
We don't discuss my age, but
don't
we discuss it. She just doesn't discuss it.
Well, reveals her age.
That's not true.
No. But this is what I'm just that. It's like
that's crazy.
She
right?
could win if she just didn't do that. That's what. Why doesn't a woman discuss her age? I tell you,
I don't
what.
Get it either.
Because how then you automatically judge. Look at how you're talking about Demi.
How old?
Look at how you're talking about Demi.
This young
50.
Lady here.
Right out.
Excuse
right
me.
Right how
old are you, young lady? You
Thank
know.
You.
You know what? She already told me. 22. And when you're young, that's what happens. She goes, I'm 22. Methuselah over here.
Methuselah.
She feeling the crunch. She don't even know to say nothing ridiculous like that. She's pushing.
What
you know?
K-Fox have to do to get a man?
Good question.
What should I do?
She could do anything, but she has to submit that she has to start in the mailroom. You have to invest. You cannot. I can't.
But why? When women get a certain age, I think they feel they're past the mailroom.
Yes, I'm definitely
right.
past the mailroom.
But let's
has
look
a
at
career.
It.
I'm
let's
already,
look at
I'm
it
already,
as a business.
I'm in the office with a view. Okay.
Right.
You are.
Yes, I am.
But you're in your office, with, your thing, and
yes,
your life.
Yes.
But if you need a man, let's look at it as a business.
Okay.
You want to go be with somebody else who has a company.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's hard to find, first and foremost.
You know what the vice president? The vice president knows everything about how the company works. So if I'm, you're gonna be my second. You're gonna be my next to. You gotta know every. So if I meet you, and we thinking about going into business, and I go, look, I'm diabetic, I have high blood pressure, I take pills. And
she's already out, by the way.
Shaking her head.
She's gone.
I'm gone. I'm sorry.
So boom.
I didn't sign up for this.
But look it. That's why you not gonna have a man.
No. That's not the case. If you're telling me all of, say if we went to college together, right?
You know everything about me.
And then we developed a relationship, and then the diabetes come. Okay, fine.
That's where I am.
We invested into a friendship. But if I first meet a guy now, and I'm already in the office with
the window. So are you with someone since college?
But
I've known men since college, and they do want to be with me, but I'm just.
But Cypher.
I see them like brothers.
Cypher, you got to understand, this is, I'm telling her why. It's like, to be the vice president, you have to love me for me to lay out all my problems.
That comes with time.
So you have 22, no offense, you have 22 in the mailroom. All the mailroom is surface. It's fun. There's no issues. There's no inner workings of the company. There's no shredding papers. Mm-hmm. There's no hiding the numbers. There's no stuff to mess up the fantasy that you live in. Then you move on, and it's like you're invested. You love me too much to leave. You love me too much to leave. So you have to be invested in the company. So if I hire you in the mailroom, the only thing you get is good. You don't get no bad. So you can't be at the highest level in a relationship because you're going to have to be introduced to bad, and you're going to have to be a soldier. Hey, baby, hold this gun. You'll be like, what? If you don't love me, you love me, and it's introduced, and I go, sweetie, I hate to pull this on you, but I've been dealing drugs my whole life, and I need you to hold this for me, or I'm going to go to jail, and if I go to jail, I ain't going to be with you. I love you. She's going to hide the gun, because she love you.
But hold on.
You can't
be
a high in a level in the company unless you love me.
She can't. You're saying she can't start off at the top.
She can.
But she doesn't want to start off at the bottom.
So she's in deep trouble.
Deep trouble.
Deep trouble.
This is what I try to tell
you. It's like in this economy, a lot of people put themselves out of a job because they're overqualified.
I'm overqualified.
Yeah.
That's
so
me.
You got to have a college degree to work at Mickey D's right now.
Exactly. And the situation with Kay Fox, she doesn't want to date someone. The guys who might treat her well are not qualified enough.
They are McDonald's guys.
Yes. Exactly.
Who didn't go to college.
And guess what?
She's a McDonald's worker who went to college, so she's like, I'm better than this
No,
dude.
I'm the manager at the McDonald's.
No, you.
What
you,
McDonald's,
you,
though?
You're not
McDonald's
even in
Wichita, y'all.
Yeah.
Wichita, fine. I'll take it.
Yeah.
It's your own, though. We're talking about someone else's McDonald's now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Here's the thing. If Kay Fox wants to meet a new guy, the guy who is able to treat her the way she feels she deserves to be treated at this stage in her life is most likely a cheating douchebag. Reality rap.
Well, don't add douchebag to it.
Well said.
This dude is crazy.
Cheater. How about this? A cheater or a douchebag.
That sounds
and
good.
Or.
And a douchebag is somebody that treats women poorly. A cheater doesn't necessarily treat your woman poorly.
Not necessarily.
What does she have to do? Does she have to settle? You ever heard people say when you get older you have to settle or you have to compromise?
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm trying to help. I'm trying.
No, he's looking at me like
I'm trying to get you some advice.
Trying to figure you out.
Oh,
it starts.
Am I a lost case?
Nah, it's gonna take. Look, it'll take a year of just constantly making her feel like she can't win. And then making you feel like you're the one that can help her win. That's the thing. It's an investment. It's an investment.
It takes a year with the guy.
Here's how you get Kay Fox. She has to be a part of the mailroom, and she don't know it. But they all don't know it, really.
Well said.
You have to psych me out?
She has to just be a year of – because that's what you would take if she goes – you're teaching her and she don't know it. Like, because you need to have other women to be with Kay Fox until she wants to be with you.
Mm-hmm. So if I think she's, you're right about that. So, I just had a conversation about that.
So you have a bunch of women on the side and do your thing right. So that you can handle what you, because she look good, so you just like, I'm a buckle down and keep her in the mailroom right. Like this.
But she doesn't know she's in the mailroom?
She doesn't know she's in the mailroom. Let me tell you how you know you're in the mailroom if you're a woman. You're happy all the time. when you start to elevate in the company, that's when
stress
other things happen. But the same thing with the guy. You start to see your girl take a dump with the door open.
Yes.
She didn't do that when she first came to the company. She wore her best drawers. Mm-hmm. Now.
You see the shit stains on the drawers.
Now you go, ugh, you stinking ass. Ugh, you stink. What happened to your face? You got bumps on your face? I hate your guts, but you already in too. She's invested. She's in the company. She's very.
I hate your guts.
She's very important to how the company runs now. But when you're in the mailroom, she got to be fake because that's all you need to be.
Yeah.
It's phony. That's all you need to be.
We're going to figure it out, K-Fox. You're going to be
all right. Figure it out. But I don't mind the idea of me not knowing that I'm in the mailroom while he's dating other women.
Because you don't then mind that?
No, that's going to make him realize how real I am. Right.
How really go.
And then
we'll go back
gonna,
to lesson number 46.
Well,
she's selling
gonna,
what she want to sell.
He's not going to pressure me for sex. You know what I mean?
He is going to pressure you for sex.
Yeah, that doesn't.
What is it? What makes?
Has, then what are the other women for?
But you're
for the same thing. You're in the mailroom. What do you think? You're in the mailroom, and you not licking envelopes. You in the mailroom. You have a job.
I'm licking the envelopes in the mailroom.
But then you're gonna get kicked out of the mailroom.
If I'm not licking envelopes, he yeah. wants me though.
Got an envelope,
he
you gotta lick.
Chase me, pursue. That's the thing.
That's,
men
you don't
are
chase
hunters.
A mailroom worker. You
yeah, but no, this no, is but, the problem. They think.
But don't
when
men
in the mailroom,
I'm the best mailroom
them.
Worker.
We chasing them.
Isn't that what men want? The chase, the hunt. Do you
no,
want a woman just to submit
really.
And succumb all the
yeah.
time, easily?
Yes.
No.
Yes. That's why y'all get in trouble. It's a barter system. I trade my implied life, love, work. Everything.
Yeah, but
for
how
sex.
Fun is that?
So we trade. Look it, you need to be Cypher Sounds mm-hmm. to get. To here's what being a famous guy is, it only makes us even with pussy. It only makes us.
Well said.
It makes us. It makes us start off where she pays attention to us already.
Already.
Then right. we go to pussy, and we still got to do what we had to do, like. The dopest dude in the world, like whoever you think is the most handsome dude in the world, like, I mean, if you go Will Smith, there's a chick that goes, oh, Will Smith. But if Will Smith goes, all right, baby, open your mouth so Will Smith's dick can go shoot right in it.
She's going to
be
like, what
oh
the
my
fuck, yeah.
God, he still got to be charming and famous for loser pussy.
He's right. He's right. whereas a beautiful woman who is an absolute nobody,
yep.
Monica Lewinsky was still able to bring this country
down.
You would consider Monica Lewinsky beautiful?
Just saying, he's just
oh,
like
a
regular.
Loser.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not even beautiful,
okay.
Even less than beautiful in that case.
Okay,
that's
a beautiful
what
woman.
Him up.
A beautiful woman could have taken over the whole planet.
What messes them up is that they think because we go through what we go through for it, that it is as valuable as it is. It's valuable. Now it's not valuable later is when like you're valuable, but your cooch is only like that's what they get. They make us be amazing just for pussy. Well, I shouldn't have to be as amazing as I am to get no pussy.
So you have these ill theories and they make a lot of sense. Your philosophies are incredible. I just think when you say women are inferior,
sorry,
I didn't say inferior. But as a creature, look.
This is where people go, oh, God, whatever.
As
women
a creep, but they're
off.
Not. Good for them.
Because you're giving her good advice, but since you
but
say shit like that.
But that's the problem. They won't submit that. That's their problem is that they feel worse than we do. They are worse. They bleed every month. They sit down to pee. They're not funny. They're not. They suck. And they know it. That's why they cause us so much problems.
You realize you could put a Klan hat on him right now.
He don't believe a damn thing that he's saying right now. He just said that his woman feeds him pills like a little child, and if it wasn't for her, he would not probably be sitting here right now.
He's not saying
that doesn't mean she don't suck.
He still thinks she sucks.
No.
As a creature,
the
that's why they're miserable.
The
they are miserable.
Why we bleed is so that your black ass could be sitting here yapping your mouth right now.
Ugh. That's not my. That's God. That's between you and God. That doesn't.
Let's not get into this conversation again, okay?
I'm not impressed with that.
No, God is impressed with us. That's
you
why he
should
gave
be
us
mad
his gift.
With yes.
Thank
but
you.
Why are you so angry and
I'm
we
not angry.
Aren't? I'm gonna tell you what. When we start a relationship, if it was a building, where do we start? We start from the ground, which is cooch. It's on the ground. We start from the bottom. Where do they start? Do we ask questions? Hey, can you read, baby? You live at home with your... How's your credit? Got a college degree? Do you have children? What do you do?
You do.
They
you ask those questions to get to the cooch.
They start at the top. They start at the top floor asking me questions about how I am as a person. Let's just keep both of ourselves equal so that we grow together. Women can be bums and still feel good. Still feel good in a room full of men who have elevated themselves into more, way, way more than our dicks. There's not a guy in the world who lives by his dick. He might be male prostitutes, but he's selling it to old ladies. He feels terrible. But it's just like, okay, but he's not, there's no dick laurels. There's some niggas that swing a major pipe, and they do that in the hood. But it comes to elevating as a person, you can't.
Whereas a woman, you're saying, can elevate on looks alone.
Dude, look at some of the basketball wives and all of them. They just the uniform. I call my girl, I love my girl, but she's the uniform, light-skinned bitch with, you know, fat ass. You know, you see my girl. I don't know if you met my girl.
I
she's the uniform.
Very nice lady.
She's a good girl, but she's the uniform. She's just look at as Bradley the Pimp said, it ain't the beauty of the bitch, it's the duty of the bitch.
You talk so like this at home? You say these things home?
You think I would I'm not showing off, man. She hung in there through this. She hung in there, dude. She deserves everything she get. If she's out to hurt me, she deserves that because she's been through, she got scars on her face.
She deals with this pressure. Shit every day.
Pressure. And she waiting for me to stop. But if I stop,
now, is she happy?
She'll hate me.
Is she happy?
I don't know. She wants to be married, but I try to talk her through a lot of that stuff. But basically, here's the problem with my girl. This is why it's easy to have 10 women that like you as opposed to one that loves you. She has a black belt in my bullshit. She's very good. When they were all in karate class, 10 of them, I just go, all right, class, ready? Hi-ya. And they all go, hi-ya. You know, easy. Teach them that. All right, Nick, tomorrow we're going to work on back kicks. She fucking knows how to fight. So she come at me, and sometimes she hits me. And I got to always be able to flip her on her head so that she can go master. Because that's where she wants to be.
Damn.
She don't. If she ever feels like I'm not the shit, she fucking will hate my guts and she'll stomp on them. But she's abusive.
Because all women are.
All of them.
Damn. Naturally abusive.
They cannot handle being the boss.
Ludicrous. This is fucking.
You ever see a woman boss? You ever see a woman boss?
Yes.
Have you ever had a woman boss here? Have you ever had a really cool woman boss?
Yes.
Because she has to be somebody that make sure that people don't treat her like a woman. Like she has to make sure she's respected. You know, I'll let you be this way. And you ever see, you know, A&E and they have the jail things and there'll be a jailhouse sergeant girl. Mm-hmm. She has to be extra. And you just go, lady, you know what? If girl and guy was just, it was just me and you, I'm... Like women cops, I don't know. It's just like, do me a favor. Just respect the fact that I respect the law. When you arrest me, it's the law.
Right.
It ain't you. You're a girl. You can't arrest me.
How mad is that at UK Fox? Are you praying for him?
Mm-hmm. Well, at the end of the day, I'm just trying to get you.
What?
You need some, you need love, K Fox.
Any love?
Yeah.
I do, man.
I get nervous for your future. I get nervous.
Hook me up then, Syfe.
No. I'm not playing that game.
Why not?
It goes wrong and I got to hear that shit
every day. No.
I'll tell you why.
If you played matchmaker, I would not fault you for whatever happened.
Whatever happened to the Jewish guy you went out with?
He's insane. He's overly jealous, overly protective.
No. The guy, just the guy from this year who I introduced you to.
Oh, we did go out on a date.
Right. What happened? He wasn't swagful, wasn't cute?
He was cool.
Wasn't cute enough for you? Wasn't...
His pants were too tight. He didn't have any lips.
Didn't have any lips.
Wow.
It's honest. She's keeping it honest.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It wasn't,
which ain't nothing wrong with that.
He wasn't swagless.
No, he wasn't swagless. Great conversation. You
just weren't attracted to him.
Who do you give us an example of who you think you like? Meaning on the, like, out,
if there was a celebrity I could compare my ideal man to.
Yeah, and you think he's it.
His vibe would is like,
I actually
that.
Know that he is this. He is married and their family is absolutely beautiful. We had the pleasure of interviewing him one time.
Oh my God.
Boris Kojo. Love him.
She likes the uniform.
Is
he's the uniform.
No, but he speaks 5 different languages.
Who
he is
gives
African
a shit?
And German.
He only does that so he can get pussy.
But no, this is the way that he was born and raised, man.
Boris Kojo.
He's
the uniform.
Him. No, he's Boris Kojo's not.
He's a tall, super good-looking guy.
Oh, but you like the uniform and you're a woman.
So why are you blaming me?
But I'm saying that's what the problem is. Look, I got the uniform. She was the uniform at first. Now she's in business with me. Just like the girl he's married, the woman he's married to.
Yeah.
She's the uniform, too.
Mm-hmm. They're beautiful together.
But after you be in business, you don't think about that. My girl's a uniform in terms of me walking around going, bang, you know? Like, there you go. And I'd say, look, baby, you got to stay the uniform because that's what it is. You know, you got to keep me going. So I keep her going, but she got to keep me going. So Boris Kojo is the uniform.
And?
He's never going to treat her. She's going to be in the mailroom.
How do you figure that? He has a wife.
Because he don't like you.
I mean, of course, you asked me
you.
Who
no,
would
no,
I
no,
want
no, I'm
to
saying
be
I'm being
with.
Figurative. He don't like what you are. This
her
dude,
specifically?
What am I?
I think
specifically
what am I?
Her.
Any girl that's thinking like that, look it. Oh. I'm telling you.
No, because he married his wife, and I'm sure she didn't want no bum dude either.
You need somebody that. Look, I don't forget where I come from. My girl is at the highest level, probably. Of good looking as I'ma get. They ain't going further than that. I'll get 7s easy, but she's like an 8 or 9, you know what I mean? Or I get 6s. And I'll go for a 6 because you know you
no
gotta
doubt.
Eat.
You gotta
you
eat.
No, you can't starve. But
gotta eat.
You go for he's a 10. And the problem is a 10 ain't gonna look at you like you need to be looked at. He ain't gonna look like, oh my God, she is so delicious.
Wait a minute. Yeah. So what are you saying? I'm a what? A 7?
No, he's saying you could be a 9 or 10,
well,
but so is he.
I don't go. I use the 9 or 10 as.
What is it?
10? I go to 30, and this is what I do. You could do what you want to do, and I'm just saying it's a scale of 1 to 30, and 30 being fine as fine, and 1 being ugly as ugly. So a 15 is an eye looking chick.
Mm. Perfect. All right.
Okay?
I'm with this.
So it's a matter of what you think you are. Would I say you are 30?
I don't
know.
Just looks?
But
I mean, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? Once you...
No, it ain't in the eye of the
yes,
beholder.
It is.
It's like this.
People have a preference. People
what would
have
you
a
say
type.
K-Fox
No, we're not going to go around the room and start judging me, okay?
K-Fox is very high.
Not what we're
She's
gonna
hot.
I'm judging you.
Yeah, this is the thing. She went like this, and,
and
here's what I'm
you.
Risking. Here's what I'm risking by going... And it's continuing on. That she hates me for the rest of my life
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
She might.
It tightens up. She's positive she's a 10. But when you go to 30, like I asked a woman if you could go, if there was a club called Club Fine Ass Fine Bitch and you was trying to get in. And if you couldn't get in, they'd hit you in the head with an ice pick. Would you go to Fine Ass Fine Bitch? No, but you would go to fine-ass, eye-looking bitch, or you would go to ugly-ass fine bitch, which is like a 21. You know what I'm saying? Like, so it puts them in a better position when you think of it like that. So when she go, we ain't going to go around the room. It's like that's what she's used to is it all stop the presses because this is where it stops for me.
Point go, blank,
shut
period.
The fuck up. That's what she's not used to. But see, that's what you have to get her into so that she goes, wait a minute, that actually feels good because I'm out of control. I love being in control. I love someone that puts me right. that pays me no attention because I'm a chicken with my head cut off. I have no direction.
Did you call me a chicken head?
Is that? Did you just call her chicken head?
No, I said women, chickens with their head cut off.
No idea what's going on. Just running around.
Around going, I want to be the boss. And you go, okay, I'm following you, boss. Well, I don't know what we're going to do. Where are we going to go? I want to go to the movies.
Are you writing a book about your theory?
I want to go to the movies. Where you want to go? I don't know. Well, you the boss. But I don't really have a plan for the company.
But are you writing a book about these theories? I think you should definitely put them down.
Jot them down.
Very interesting. Got to.
You should put out a book, Patrice.
You should.
You really need a fat guy.
A fat guy.
Ooh.
Tell me why I need a fat guy.
Because he's gonna give you. You need me. And I'm not saying you need me.
I knew it. This is where it was gonna come down. He wants me in the fucking mailroom.
You're not gonna run me, but I am gonna appreciate what you are.
Mm-hmm. And what is that? I've been trying to figure out what that is.
A woman that wants to submit.
Oh, I'm a woman that wants
you
to submit.
You want to submit so bad, and that's why you're so mad. You just want to bow down and not be taken advantage of.
Mm-hmm.
And it hurts that you think you have to be rough all the time.
I don't think I'm rough. I think strong is a different word. We don't want to be strong all the time. We don't want to be independent all the time. We want to be able to fall back. You know that there's that exercise when you kind of like have the person standing behind you and then you fall and you feel like that person is there?
Mm-hmm.
That's how women want to feel with their man in a relationship. Mm-hmm.
And that means submit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You got to submit to some degree.
I ain't falling back for nothing.
I mean, but you're a man.
No, but that's...
You don't have
that,
to.
No, but that makes Sife... That's Sife's own shit.
Mm-hmm. Sife
could be with
a
woman for 50 years. He still wouldn't fall back.
That's what makes the relationship work.
But I don't even want that.
Is that they don't want you to ever? Yeah, there's been times in my relationship where I could tell my girl felt like she got a hold of my swag and had it in her purse, and I have to regain it. But I can't be desperate. I can't go, oh man, I fucked up. You just go, I'm better than her, and I just gotta wait. The better than herness.
That sounds so healthy. It's the woman he loves.
That should be the name of your book. I'm better than her.
I'm better than her.
It's just, her hands. She's like,
she's done. She's like, I gotta tape this bullshit.
No, but she has questions, but she's just chilling.
What are her questions? Fashion night out.
It ain't as much as K Fox's. You know why? Cause she hasn't been corrupted as much.
She's so young.
You don't know what her experiences consist of.
She's not corrupted.
Don't you talk about her.
What is your question?
I have no question.
Well, give me one that you want to ask.
She don't.
Something that piqued your interest.
Cause she said her age. 22. Yay.
You know, my boy will not date a girl over 23. 24 is a stretch for him. He will not go out with a girl.
Because they have less, look it.
And how old is he?
28, 29.
Oh, okay. He's not that old.
Look it. The work it
still might be insecure, though.
K-Fox work is going to be very difficult. But the payoff.
That good stuff.
Oh. Yeah, but that. How do you get there?
It's a journey of pain and
journey.
Suffering.
Journey.
But you got to understand, all that I give doesn't mean that you're giving it back. So when you're deeply in love with me, I'm not going to be the same deeply in love
with
you.
It's never 50-50.
Yeah.
In a relationship.
So what I have to give is going to be more intense. So you just have to trust that I'm not going to hurt you.
Damn.
And that's the issue.
That's tough. I got to be honest. After today, Patrice, that might be tough for her.
Mm-hmm. That's tough for anybody. Nobody wants to play the fool. Nobody wants to be hurt.
Everybody plays the fool.
And you know something about her? I'm looking at K-Fox, too. Yeah. Because I know how I am. I know I'm 42 in life with kids. The way she looks, she wasn't always a dime to her. She's a dime now because dudes grow. And
I don't even think I'm a dime now.
Hold on real quick. That is a good question. I want to stop for a second.
What?
I know you said obviously guys want to sleep with you because they want to sleep with all women, but were you in high school deemed to be very attractive or were you kind of average?
No, I was a tomboy.
So guys didn't think of you as hot.
Because she's dark skinned, she has a unique face. It ain't the uniform. Mm. But she walk around now, dudes is like, damn. So she has a quality of humbleness that's there too. Because she was, you can see some people are not like, the uniform.
So that what? So now she's cocky because now she is.
No, because no, now she's cocky. Dealing with her. Just like, it's more of a suspect thing too, which is like, you're just trying to hit it because you're trying to hit it, but you don't really think I'm as fine as you trying to, because dudes might have used to play her. Because she wasn't the uniform.
Well, no. Dudes never used to try to play me. It's more of, now that I'm doing what I'm doing, would you still want to be? It's like 50 Cent, 21 questions. I'm sure everybody goes through that when you're in entertainment. If you weren't that funny, if you weren't Patrice O'Neal, would women even look
at
you?
Can answer, no.
If Peter Rosenberg wasn't Peter Rosenberg on High 97, would he get as much play? I don't know if you get a lot of play, Peter, do you?
I'm with a woman.
I know, but...
No, I get more attention.
Exactly.
But I've always been able to talk my way into good stuff. It just takes a long time. Now it can happen faster.
Because there's a lot of fat dudes, a lot of short dudes, there's a lot of...
Stop talking just about me.
That's that's got girls, and they're squares. It's women, thank God, you are not like we are.
Yes.
If you were like we are...
We'd all be single.
We'd be in deep trouble. You know, but you're not like we are.
But you're clapping...
I'm glad he realizes that.
But you're not understanding it because you wouldn't clap.
No,
for
because
that.
When we a beautiful woman could date the ugliest dude, we're gonna see past all that. But we're gonna be like, but his mind, he's funny, he's stable. You know what I'm saying? A guy that's that ugly is not gonna be able to date another ugly
chick. I have to
chick.
Say, I agree with. I have to say, the reason I disagree ultimately with Patrice's theory is that I think women are better than men because of that.
No, but they're doing that because they're scared. They think the ugly guy won't hurt them.
Because the ugly guy will.
It's not even about the ugly guy. It's about they really don't. I don't think my girl thinks I'm ugly, but I know she knows she could be with someone who's more attractive. But she also thinks I could hurt her. She knows that I'm more popular than other guys are too. She still risks
that's not,
it.
But see, Rosenberg, that's not. See, I'm not saying. I'm saying as a creature. As a creature, being a man is fantastic. But. It takes
it's like being
age.
White.
It takes, yeah. As a creature, being white is easier.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that when I say better, it's tongue in cheek better, like I said, like just playing basketball or something. But is my girl the better half of the relationship? Yeah, because she loved me more. But that's the thing that we have to understand, that if you love her more, you're sitting around doing the things that she does for me that makes us function as a team better than if I did it for her, we'd function less.
I think that's a good point.
She loves me more than she should. And if she don't, it's not a good relationship. A woman has to be enthralled with you. That's what I'm saying. If it's I have to be in Kay Fox's mind so that when she's looking at Boris Kodjo, she just goes, nah.
Yeah, because the reality is, Kay Fox, even if Kay Fox was with Patrice O'Neal and she wanted to fuck Boris Kodjo, she could.
Easily.
You couldn't fuck.
And wouldn't even need to have a personality. Just would have to go, hey, Boris, how's things going with your wife? I don't know. Things ain't going.
Oh, really?
Would you like to come back to my room and we fuck? They don't even have to have skill.
Would you like entry into vagine?
Yeah. It's just, they don't have to have charm or nothing. That's why it's, you know, this is a whole other thing, but that's why they talk about women comedians. You can't be a gorgeous woman comedian, because where is your basis for what you need charm and humor for? Where?
Wait a second.
The tool isn't sharp.
Who are some gorgeous women comedians?
Go ahead. Name
some. Name list some gorgeous.
Them.
Gorgeous, not cute.
And funny. Like, wow.
You like Tina Fey.
Not gorgeous. Gorgeous. No one would call her gorgeous. No disrespect.
What about that other girl, the Jewish girl?
Sarah Silverman?
Yeah.
Sarah's cute. No one would call her gorgeous. Okay.
I'm out. I'm fresh out, man.
Whitney, the new chick, cute.
Whitney, the new chick.
Whitney with the show on NBC. Wow, Kay Fox.
Yeah.
Our entertainment girl, no less.
I didn't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, she's cute. There are girls who are cute, but what I'm saying is the two. Listen, it's the same point I always make about athletes. Athletes aren't always stupid, but their tools aren't particularly sharp, because in order to make money and sleep with women, the two most important things in the world, they don't have to use their brain.
They don't have to use the all the tools.
No, they don't get work.
Right.
We have to work nonstop to make money.
But again, they still have to work, because you can't.
But it's physical.
It's rare. It's rare that you can be an asshole. and get ass. Like, you could. It's rare. Maybe a rapper could.
No, a lot
maybe
of dudes.
Maybe a rapper
no,
could.
No, I don't agree with this.
I disagree.
One. I don't know. Where,
I know so many woman? Guys. Who, I know guys who, for experiment, you should try it, for an experiment, have gone out and insulted women. And did better with women. They go, I'm going to do the opposite of what I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to be a nice guy. I want to offer you a drink. Mm-hmm. I want to take your coat. No. I'm going to kind of imply that you're fat. I'm going to say that you're not as smart as you think you are. And it works. Women like assholes, too. That's a whole another
no,
thing.
No, I agree. I'm talking in terms of even as an asshole, even if these guys are going out being assholes, there's a charm.
There's something.
Right. There's a charm to it. Like, if you go, geez, you're never going to go, you're just a big fat whore. Right. No, you're going to say something kind of funny.
You're a little chunky over here.
Yeah, like you're going to be an asshole.
What's going on? You don't need the nachos.
Right.
Nachos.
But that's kind of
but
clever.
That's what we would do. That's being an asshole. That's being an asshole.
He means a guy walk up and be like, you're fucking fat.
Yeah, they're like, ooh. Hey, Patrice, we're going to have you back again, and we'll do it again.
He's looking at me weird.
You're sexy. That's what he's saying to you.
I love her. I love K-Fox. And I'm not even going to fight it. I think I love K-Fox.
Submit to me.
Men all come in here and love K-Fox.
And I be up in here looking crazy.
Well, you're acting crazy even more.
That's not even the way you look. It's
I'm
going to
do something. I'm going to do something with a knuckle.
Some wild
though.
Shit sometimes. I feel for you. I want you to be happy. I want you to find the love of your life.
Saif, you know
where's your Boris?
You know a lot of eligible bachelors.
Why do you think that?
Because you're around guys with money
eligible.
All day. You're a guy with money. You don't hang out with bum dudes, do you?
Yes.
Well, yes, he does.
Why do you think I'm a guy with circle. Money? No, I'm fine. My circle's fine. It's tiny, and nobody bothers me. I love it.
You're considered a guy with money by her, though.
Why do you think I'm a
because
guy with money?
Because we all work together. We have to have some sort of income, right?
Income?
I have an income. I wouldn't consider what I have money.
Well, what about you, Rosenberg? You going to hook a sister up?
You and anyone who I think would be a good guy who would treat you well and appreciate you, you would consider swagless.
Rosenberg would take that fatal step into trying to hook you up.
Yep.
She would just treat him like garbage.
No, and then it's the afterwards.
No, you wouldn't treat him like garbage, like you're a piece of garbage.
You know what your fucking boy did? You know what your fucking boy did to me?
No, she wouldn't even, I don't think she would do that. I think she would just go, he's swagless. He's very nice. He has a great education. He has a good job. He's funny. He's all that stuff, but he has no interest in popping bottles with me, and we need to get these bottles of pop.
No,
that's the thing,
true.
Too. We got it. If she's into that, you slowly push her into square world, just so
square
she
world.
Thinks popping bottles is not as sexy as she used to think. She just has to just.
I want
to.
You know, it would be a great movie.
Fight with her.
It would be a great movie if I could, like, change into another species. What's like shapeshift? If I could shapeshift into like Boris Kojo. Without having to have sex with her, because that would be gross. But if I could turn into Boris Kojo and charm her out of the world that she thinks is so alluring. And I'd be like, you know what's really tight? Just staying home on Monday and watching wrestling.
Boom.
By yourself.
Boom.
Being comfortable with
that. Oh, it's nothing better.
Nothing.
That's what you, thanks, bro. That's what you got to get into, you know, is that's the only thing.
That's great.
All
one day.
This.
Well, thanks for the advice.
All of this advice and philosophy is all to lead to Caroline's on Broadway.
Yes.
Okay?
Oh, man. Did we not
say
that one time?
I don't even know why you're here, man.
Oh, man. Damn.
Caroline's. When's he there?
This whole weekend. October 13th through the 16th.
Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Two shows Friday, Saturday. One Thursday.
And all this, we focus on one particular issue, obviously women today. But go see this man live on stage. It is a must-see. It is a gut-busting fiesta.
And knowing Patrice, I bet there's someone cool in the audience every night, too.
Sneaky. I got sneaky fans, man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll have some fans. I'll be like, is that what's that? Like, they don't come out and go, I'm a... The only dude that I realize that he's a fan of mine that he lets people know is my man, the drummer from
Questlove.
Quest. Okay. Quest has no issues with going, you know.
Quest
but I just found out, but I got some other sneaky ones.
I know. You'll see him at Caroline's this
K-Fox
weekend.
K-Fox likes me somehow. I'm just not.
K-Fox, you gonna, go, you
I'm
going
to come with all my girls. And
the diabetes.
Right in the front row.
The diabetes scares a little, but that's what my girl is here for.
Exactly.
Is to tell her what the ups and the downs.
Please bring your girlfriends, K-Fox. I'm curious to see what he would have to say about your girlfriends.
I'd love to see that.
They've seen my girlfriends.
What they look like, all good.
Some of them look really good, and
some of them don't.
And some of them, have you ever heard "Black Girl Lost" by Nas?
Some of them mess.
Just lost. A little bit lost.
But it's all. But they can have swagger because we'll sleep with them anyway. That's the thing. We're very cruel to them by not forcing them to elevate themselves right away.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, his name is Patrice O'Neal. He'll be at Carolina.
Douchebag.
Don't you dare.
Douchebag. Oh.